Hey, I'm Bex, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. This week, I caught up with Fred and Pete from Fred and Pete's Treasure Tales on CBeebies. Here's what we got chatting about.
I'm Pete, and I'm a Cornish treasure hunter, and I love digging up all sorts of extraordinary objects and going on the most amazing adventures.
And I'm Fred, and I love all of the same things, and I'm the one that wears yellow, and he's the one that wears red.
Well, I think fundamentally we are Cornish treasure hunters, so we've got to say the best place to find treasure is Cornwall, surely.
Or the Antarctic, although that's a bit further away. So, yeah, Cornwall as well.
My favourite thing of Cornwall has to be the beaches, the wonderful golden beaches.
And I absolutely love surfing. That's one of my favourite things to do. I would say Fistral Beach is one of my favourites because I lived right by the beach for a long time, and I used to walk down to the beach every day and try and go for a surf early in the morning. But I'd also say the South Coast is really beautiful. We went to Porthcurno, which was stunning. But to be honest with you, every beach in Cornwall was beautiful, so there's too many to choose from.
I think the best treasure we found has to be the pirate's gold, which we found on the beach at Long Rock.
I would say the best treasure we've ever found was the mermaid's mirror. That was very cool. We got to meet an amazing mermaid who actually swam off into the distance at the end of the episode, which was absolutely awesome to see.
She was completely brilliant. She helped us make all sorts of mermaid things, and we decorated lunchboxes with shells and all sorts of stuff. It was great. I'm almost certainly, definitely, 100% the best drawer.
Oh, no, I'm the best drawer, I would say. On certain days.
Well, I don't think either of us are particularly brilliant at finding treasure, but I think I'd have to say Fred's better at finding treasure.
Yes, I think so too. Yeah, I reckon.
The important thing to remember is that you can find treasure anywhere. And it's more about discovering the stories that the objects have than any monetary value or anything like that. It's just been an amazing adventure discovering the history behind objects and who might have used things and what they were used for.
And you've always got to remember to do the treasure dance when you find treasure as well. Otherwise, there's no point. I learned loads of stuff, but one of the most amazing things was I learned about a hewer's horn, which is actually a horn used by a hewer who sits at the top of a hut, in a hut, and looks out to the sea and looks out for fish. And when he or she sees fish, they blow the horn to let the fishermen know that there are fish in the bay, and they all come flooding out with their boats, and then they use flags to signal whereabouts in the bay the fish are. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, we went surfing at Perham Porth, and I think it was amazing to find out that people originally surfed using old floorboards and coffin lids, which was really cool. I think you need to look out for the most amazing floral crowns that we wear in one special episode.
And I think you should also try and look out and see if there are any shots where we're laughing where we're not supposed to be laughing, because I think there might be one or two. So keep an eye out for that and see if you can spot shots or scenes where we might be giggling when we might not supposed to be.
That was Fred and Pete from Fred and Pete's Treasure Tales on CBeebies. Who knew you could find such awesome treasure on the beach? I wonder if I could find a mermaid's hairbrush in my local beach. If you love this podcast, remember to listen to stream it to hear more about films and TV shows that you love.